10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Friday, August 1st, and that means, yes, here we are, a new month. It is the first of the month. Rabbit, good luck, everyone. Do you have any first of the month traditions? Is there anything that you do to, like, go into a new month fresh with some good luck?
You know, it's funny you say that. I usually try to just reset my mind. You know, there's nothing, like, outwardly obvious that I do, but I just kind of reset my mind and, you know, it's just kind of like the past be, you know what I mean, and just kind of start all over again.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
How about you?
I say rabbit. First thing, those are the first words out of my mouth on the first of the month. And just to, I don't know where I learned that, but I heard that was like a thing to do. So I don't know that it works every month, but I just say it out of habit. So yeah, every first of the month, that's kind of my thing. And just, yeah, like a new reset.
Why rabbit?
I don't know to answer that. I just heard that that's good luck when you say rabbit on the first of the month. You had never heard that before?
No. I'm going to look that up. I'm going to have to try that.
Okay. Yeah. That's, yeah, just something that I had heard when I was little. And so I gave it a shot. And like I said, there's good months and there's bad months. So who knows if there's really anything to it. But how you doing this morning?
Good. You know, I mean, obviously we've had a week and, you know, just super excited. I didn't do much yesterday. It's been just a lot of, like, catching up with, like, old friends. Did go down to the Arts District. I like to visit, like skate shops. I used to be a skater back in the day, and I've been hearing about this one place called, I don't know if you've been, it's Pharmacy Skate Shop. They got a store in the Arts District in Summerlin, and
The Arts District in Summerlin are two different places.
Yeah, I'm sorry, they have two stores in the Arts District
in
Summerlin.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And it just kind of brings me back. You know, it makes me feel like a kid again. It reminds me when I used to be a skater. I just kind of, I don't know, I'm just strange. I just like to go to certain places that kind of reflect and remind me what it was like to be a kid again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And it's always fun to explore new places. There's so many hidden gems here in Las Vegas. So it's nice to always go check out some of the things. I mean, I've been living here for over 20 years, and sometimes I find new places I'm like, I've never even heard about this. And they're like, we've been here forever. So that's really cool.
Is there anything that you've discovered, like, recently, or are you pretty much...
I would love to say that I have, but unfortunately I am like a bubble person. I kind of stay in my bubble. I need to expand it a little more. I'd say the latest thing that I experienced for the first time that I hadn't done before was the Sphere. And I just thought that was just such an amazing place to see a concert. And yeah, it was absolutely incredible.
You know, I actually have to I actually have to explore more. I feel like I'm not doing enough because I'm in the Southern Highlands, and I've already kind of fallen into this, like, habit of not leaving my area, Southern Highlands, unless there's a reason to.
Yeah, that's really, it's tough to push you out of your comfort zone. It's like where you're comfortable, you know?
Right. Yeah. So I'm working on it.
Well, it's great that you're checking out all these places, and seriously, the Arts District is really, really amazing. So that's really cool. Steph, how are you feeling this morning? Is the voice back?
I feel like my voice is at 100%
now. Oh, yeah, you sound so much better, yeah.
So I've been at a minimal of talking to James, and I know James probably loves it.
He's like, can we go back to how it was?
He actually said that to me the other night.
God.
And I mean, I know he's joking, but this weekend, honestly, because last weekend was so crazy, two Beyonce concerts, then Disney, I am so looking forward just to not doing anything this weekend.
You don't have anything on the books. You are
zero plans.
Yeah, we have a couple of things going on. Same thing. It's just like it's been so chaotic lately. It's time for, you know, just a chill weekend. So I'm with you on that. And you need to get your body right. You poor thing. You wore yourself out.
So last night I was broadcasting from an EOS remote or an EOS gym. And I was looking at everybody working out. I was like, I need to get back to the gym. I need my new routine. Like, I haven't gone to the gym in like a week and a half. So I'm looking forward to being in a daily routine again, because last weekend just threw everything off, my voice out, and I just needed to get back to rest. But now I feel rested again. So I'm looking forward to doing absolutely nothing with my dog.
That sounds actually amazing. I love it.
Yes.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to add something to the gym thing. I don't know how y'all do it with getting motivated to go to the gym. But every time I tell myself, you know, I need to start working out. I something in me just says, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And then when I'm driving down, you know, when I'm driving to work, I think it's the Eos on Cactus.
Yep.
Yeah, the Eos on Cactus. I'm like, I have no excuse. That gym is packed like at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's just putting it into your routine. I think you will one day. One day.
One day.
Maybe at the first of next month.
Yes.
We'll do that. So let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Miss You Much by Janet Jackson? Do you want to hear Do You Know What It Takes by Robin? Or do you want to hear Don't Trust Me by 303? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM or vote on our Facebook page. You can also text or call us 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I wonder if people are just messing with us. But just when we thought we had every inch of our bodies covered in shapewear, Kim Kardashian said, no, wait, what about our face? Because apparently now our jawlines are supposed to be snatched while we sleep. And she just released this new product through her Skims line. It's called a Seamless Sculpt Face Wrap, and it's $48, and it's basically a compression wrap for your face.
Huh. Okay, keep going.
Well, it's made with something called collagen yams for ultra soft jaw support. It's in two shades, clay and cocoa. It's already sold out, but it's being marketed as the must have face wrap for everyday wear, because, you know, it's so normal to just walk around the house looking like you are Hannibal Lecter, you know?
Yeah, no, is it? So what's the objective? Is it to keep your face firm, to keep it from sagging?
Yeah, it's supposed to, you know, snatch your jawline, keep everything intact. But a lot of people are just roasting her on the internet, saying it's just another insecurity for women. One of the comments I read said, gotta give Kim credit. She's always out at the forefront, identifying new things for women to be insecure about and profiting off of them. And then others just kind of pointed out the hypocrisy of it all, because, you know, it was one person, I think they wrote something like, if this works so well, why didn't Chris, her mom, use this instead of getting a facelift, which she just did, which is a valid point. And it's so funny because Anthony Hopkins, he shaded her so hard yesterday. He posted a picture of him wearing one of these things. Oh. And it said, hello, Kim. I'm already feeling 10 years younger. Goodbye.
That's funny. I do feel like she's definitely capitalizing on the Skims line. And yeah, I mean, that's just her being a businesswoman. But I also feel like I've seen something like this before. Again, don't quote me on it, but I feel like, you know, if I did some digging, I feel like I've seen something like this before. And I will share with you that my mom always tells me, and I don't do it, but she tells me to do face exercises every single night. So she does these different facial exercises to keep her face from sagging. She's been doing it for years, Mercedes. So
that, yeah, it's definitely a thing. And I think as far as, you know, this new product, people are buying it up. So do you think this is like self-care, or is it just another way to convince women that they need fixing? And then where do you draw the line? You know, and it's up to you whether or not you want to buy it. I've bought some crazy things off of TikTok that I'm like, oh yeah, that looks good.
Yeah.
But is there something that you would purchase because of your insecurity in that area?
Okay.
Whether it's physical or something, a personality trait or something. It doesn't have to just be physical.
Okay. So I've looked at this before. Transparently, I'm not going to do it. I can't afford it. But, you know, I do entertain it because I think it's low-key really extreme, but I'm very cognizant of my height. Now, listen, it's not like I go every single room I go into and it's like, my height, my height, my height. Everyone's looking at my height because I'm only 5'5". But I think in certain situations, like a bar club situation, I become more aware of it. But there, Mercedes, have you seen this? There's companies out there that do limb lengthening.
Yeah, that's a whole topic on the movie Materialists about guys who cannot get women, and then they get this limb lengthening in their legs, and they get taller, and then all of a sudden, all the women like them.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but you get this this limb lengthening done, but it takes like a year to recover, and it'll lengthen by about 2 to 3 inches, and then what's crazy is that you could do it again, according to this article I read. And look, I'm not going to get it, but I'm cognizant of it. It is an insecurity. But yeah, I mean, I would say it's a controlled insecurity. I don't think it really, like, it's not taking over my life. It's not affecting, you know, my mental or anything like that. But I'm aware of it.
Is it true that, like, guys who are maybe on the shorter side always add, like, a couple of inches to their actual height? Because you just said you're 5'5", but I heard you the other day tell someone you were 5'4". So I want to know, like, is that a thing?
Oh, Did I say that?
You did.
I must have forgotten. Yeah. Okay. So I will say that I think that's definitely a consistent thing. And sometimes what I've been guilty of doing is, like, you know, if I part if I style the hair a little higher.
Yeah, that counts.
That makes me 5'6".
That adds an inch. I will give you that. I will give you that. So the higher the hair, the closer to God, and the higher height you can put on your dating profile. I love it.
Go with that.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:03 on Friday, finally Friday. And yes, it is August 1st. We are ready for a new month. I can't believe these kids are going back to school this month. And one of my favorite months, August, because we could play this song. Taylor Swift, that's when it all starts, the August era. And so, yes, we're ready. I feel like fall is finally here, even though it's still 100 and whatever degrees out there.
So here for it. I'm so ready, man.
Yeah, for sure. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's hilarious because a friend of mine, getting ready for the weekend, he texted me the other day and he says, hey, so we might be, you know, going out on Saturday and we might go. And I haven't heard this word in so long. Maybe it's just me. But I haven't heard the word clubbing.
Oh, wow.
Clubbing. C-L-U-B-B-I-N. He texted clubbing, not clubbing, clubbing. And automatically took me back to, like, I call it the Alice DJ days, like in the 2000s. Remember when those, what's that vibe of music? Not EDM. It was like, techno, right?
Like techno kind of dance.
Yes.
Music. Yeah.
That's when I use that word. Hey, guys, are we going clubbing this weekend? So it just brought me back, and I'm like, man, you know, he's not as old as I am. And I'm thinking to myself, whew, he's got an old soul.
I think of Ice Cube, we'd be clubbing. That's like the first thing I go with immediately on that one. So that word is still in my vernacular only because of Ice Cube, and I'm such an Ice Cube fan. But yeah, it is a bit dated. I will give you that.
And then I start thinking, now let's go all the way back to my parents. They used to use the word discoteca.
What?
Disco. Have you ever heard that word? Discoteca?
I've heard it when I took my Spanish and French classes. That's what they called it. The people actually use that in English?
Well, I mean, I've heard it before.
Oh, I've never heard it being used unless it was in a foreign language.
Yeah. Maybe it was just
they
for fun.
They would say, like, hey, sorry, we're going out tonight to the discoteca?
Maybe they were trying to be funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, I've never heard that used, like, unless it was in a foreign language.
Yeah. Are there any words? Like any words in the, like words that from the past that just sound old,
dated words? Well, my husband and my kids make fun of my husband because he uses, like, phrases, not necessarily words, but like, he'll be like, oh yeah, she's all that, and they're like, oh my gosh, like, come on. And the other day Brooklyn said something, she goes, oh, clocked it, and he goes,
what time is it? And she's like, no, clocked it. And he, like, there's such a generation gap between the two of them. Like, yeah. And it's funny because I feel like I'm the interpreter sometimes, because I'll tell the kids what their dad meant, and then I'll tell my husband what the kids meant and stuff like that. But yeah, there's such a generation gap. And then the other day, there was this old guy who was just complaining at Target, and my daughter goes under her breath. She goes, okay, unk. And I was like, I'm glad my husband's not here, because he wouldn't know what that meant. You know, that's unk. Like that's the new version of boomer, you know, basically. He's like, okay, unk. You know?
Yeah, I'm learning. And then there's also words in the past that are cool again that people use all the time, like dope, right?
Is that cool again?
Well, I feel like, I mean, it's become like regular verbiage. I feel like, I mean, I use the word quite a bit.
Really?
How about rad?
I don't hear rad a lot, mm-hmm. but, you know, I think it also depends on just like the kind of person you are. You know, that's not really my thing, but in your group, that could totally be a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. What was that word again? You said unk, and then
clocked it.
Clocked it. I've never heard that.
Oh, you haven't? That's like, are you ever on TikTok? Like, clocked it. Have you heard that? Never mind.
Apparently, I'm not enough.
I'm going to be the translator for you and my daughter also.
Clocked it. Okay.
Yeah. Just look up clocked it. Do you know clocked it stuff?
I have heard clocked it, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I don't hear it often. I only hear it on TikTok, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah. That's where we hear it. Yeah, there's some words. So we're getting some texts here. People are saying, remember when you would see someone good looking and call them a fox?
Silver fox?
I don't.
What about a silver fox?
A silver fox? Yes. I remember they used to call Anderson Cooper a silver fox. That was like where I first heard the word. So,
has anyone ever used the word foxy? Like, wow, he or she, they're looking foxy.
No, that sounds to me like 1977.
Yeah, I was just asking. Never use it. I was just asking.
Clocked it. We've got so much coming up on the show this morning. More tickets for you to go to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We also have an early edition of Heads Up, and we've got your Danny Go Live tickets for you. That is on the way. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Some fans said he looked like he was phoning it in on stage. And now Justin Timberlake is revealing the real reason why. And it's not nothing. I'll explain coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Justin Timberlake is trending this morning. He just got real with fans and shared that he has been battling Lyme disease. So he opened up about it on Instagram, saying he didn't share it for sympathy, but he just wanted to kind of explain what's been going on behind the scenes. And we've been talking about that. His performances have been kind of lackluster. He's not even really singing. He's just kind of putting the microphone out to the audience, right?
Yeah.
So his words were, Lyme is relentlessly debilitating both mentally and physically. He had two options. He said, stop the tour or keep going and figure it out. And he says he chose option B, saying that the joy he gets from performing outweighs the toll that it takes on his body. So yeah, a lot of fans have been coming after him. And I said the same thing. I was just like, he is just phoning it in. It doesn't look like he cares anymore. And now, you know, like, this is what's going on. And you never know what's going on in someone's life behind the scenes, you know?
Exactly. Well stated. I just hearing the story, I feel bad for him. Yeah, I definitely feel bad for him. I almost wonder, and kudos to him for sticking it through and performing all the shows, but I almost wonder, should he have maybe stopped? You know what I mean? We can't speak for him, but would that may have been better?
Well, and that's what he, you know, had just said, is that he really, he gets more joy from performing than he would from, you know, staying at home and dealing with this. But then you look at it on the side of the fans who are paying money to see him perform. And if he can't live up to, you know, what they expect in a show, and even just the bare minimum of it, then you have to really kind of evaluate if that's the place that you should be.
Right, right. And we also don't know exactly how severe it is. I'm hoping that, you know, they obviously the doctor identified it and they caught it early, and he's getting treated early. because that's really the key, catching it early.
With Lyme disease?
Yeah, because it can cause, from the little bit I know, it's letting it, what's the word I'm looking for? Letting it just kind of subside and not getting treated ahead of time is what really is the issue.
So is this, with Lyme disease, I'm not really super familiar with it. Is this something, I thought like when you had it, you just had it and it doesn't, like you try to treat it, but it doesn't really like go away. Is this saying like, if you catch it early, you minimize it? Is how it works with Lyme disease?
It never goes away, but catching early can help minimize symptoms. That's what I believe. Again, don't know every single thing about it, but I believe that from everything that I've read, that it just helps the whole situation. It minimizes things rather than just let it elongate. Does that make sense?
You just taught me something new. I did not know that. So yeah, Justin Timberlake fighting that, and he's going to keep going. And I think maybe just asking for a little bit of grace on that, and we'll hopefully see some improvements with him as he gets treated. And that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Corinne, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up this morning?
Yes, I'm so excited.
We've got 4 tickets to Danny Go Live for you at Lee's Family Forum August 9th. Your category this morning is Watermelon Sugar High. July is National Watermelon Month. We just ended July, so we're going to take a step back to it. But these are all foods or drinks that start with the letter W, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Foods or drinks that start with a W. We just need 6 in 60 seconds. I think we got this, Corinne. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, Corinne, let's do it. Heads up, 60 seconds starts now.
Cabernet, Merlot.
Wine.
Yes. Eggo.
Waffles.
Yes. The green stuff that you eat with sushi that's really spicy.
Wasabi.
Yes. Jack Daniels.
Whiskey.
Yes. At a Chinese restaurant, you might have these with cream cheese in them.
Wonton.
Yes. This is what you would put on top of a sundae right before the cherry.
Whipped cream.
Yes! Yay! Oh my gosh. I swear, Corinne, that was a new record. That was so fast. You were so good at that. Congratulations.
Thank you. My 4-year-old is going to be so excited.
Oh, Danny Go Live, seriously, it's going to be a huge dance party, and you guys are going. 4 tickets for you to check out that show August 9th, Lee's Family Forum. Congratulations. And the winning not stop. You're welcome, Corinne. The winning does not stop. 7:30 this morning. We've got your 4-pack of tickets to Disneyland. That's on the way. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Happy Friday. It is 6:39. The weekend is finally here. I was just on Ticketmaster, and I was looking at ticket prices because I was like, you know what? I want to go back and see the Backstreet Boys again. At the Sphere. I went last weekend. It was so good. And I was like, I'm just curious. How much are tickets this weekend? Spoiler alert, they're very expensive. So I will be sitting at home in my all-white outfit on my couch because, I won't be able to go. But, man, I still can't stop thinking about that show. It was so good.
I think about, like, being at the Sphere because I saw Backstreet Boys a couple weeks ago, too. And just an incredible show. And I couldn't imagine who else that the Sphere is thinking about bringing these residencies to life, because Backstreet Boys, they are now my standard of going to the Sphere. But it's like, who else do you think or you think deserves a Sphere residency? Because I'll tell you right now, as an NSYNC lover, I honestly don't think, especially now with Justin Timberlake and his Lyme disease coming out, not only will they get a reunion, but I don't think they'll ever get a Sphere residency.
Yeah, I don't even know if, like, they could follow up after what Backstreet Boys has done.
Yeah.
But wasn't there a rumor that Harry Styles was going to be performing there? And I don't think that's off the table yet, because I have a friend who works not at the Sphere, but with the Sphere.
Ooh.
And they were telling me that, that's happening. But then the Sphere is denied it, so I don't know what to believe at this point.
Let me ask you this, though, to just be deserved. So to be able to perform at the Sphere residency, don't you need to have like a very long catalog? I would think you need to be in the game for quite a minute so you have that amount of musical selections, right? Harry Styles is great, but I wonder, do you think he's too new?
Harry Styles is too new? Absolutely not. No? He's got a huge catalog. You don't even going back to like the One Direction songs and then Harry Styles. I went to his tour twice, and he's, I mean, hit after hit after hit after hit. Absolutely, I think he could hold his own.
I'm thinking because we're talking about Backstreet Boys, Harry Styles. To me, Harry Styles obviously is newer, but then you're counting the One Direction. I wasn't counting the One Direction hits.
Well, he doesn't even sing his One Direction hits in his concert, and he holds his own. Like it's huge. Okay. You don't think he has the catalog?
No, I'm saying I don't know. That's why just open discussion. I haven't. You know, I know like Watermelon Sugar. I know some of his hits, but I don't know his whole discography.
Yeah, definitely not like a lot of hits. Yeah, I definitely think he could handle it. Who do you think would make a good resident for the Sphere?
First thought would definitely be Drake, for sure. Just because, you know, what's going on here? Okay. Well, anyway, there we go. Because he is the quintessential pop star. He crosses over. He's in hip-hop. He's in pop. He's in radio terms. I guess he's rhythmic. He's pretty much everything. And he's been in the game, his first album came out, don't quote me on this, in 2010, I believe. So that's
2009?
Yeah. So, don't quote me, as a 2009.
Drake fan, just a Drake fan, you know. Just got to add that in there.
Thank you, Steph. So 16 years, and he's still current. That's the thing. You know, call it what you will with the K-Dot Beast, but he's still current. It's not like, you know, some artists, they'll perform now. It's like, oh, you know, it's cool. They're around. But they're not actually. He's still on top of trends, and he's still setting trends. Obviously, with the OVO thing and, you know, he's got his own fashion line as well. So I think that all plays into it. But you never think Drake is old. Like, you don't think Drake, man, he's an old hip-hop artist. Nah, I mean, I think he's definitely top five for sure.
Do you think that he's lost anything because of, you know, just the recent stuff? And do you think he's... Because I don't think you have to be currently relevant to do a Sphere residency at all. But do you think that there's going to be... I wouldn't say backlash, because I don't think there is a lot of backlash. But do you think he would be able to fill it up as quickly as he could, say, 3 years ago?
That's a great question. I don't know, but I'm willing to bet I think he could. I really think he could. I think you're basically saying, you're asking if he could fill up the Sphere, like now.
For multiple days.
Well, how many days are we talking about? Two days?
I would say at least 6 days for a residency.
Yeah, for a residency. That's what I think. It's not just a one-off concert. Yeah. Like, a one-off concert, absolutely. But could he go, like, consistent for, like the Backstreet Boys, where it's weekend after weekend after weekend?
I'm going to go in this because I'm a Drake fan. I really don't think he can. As much as I love him with the whole Kendrick stuff, I think that right now he still has hits, and he has more hits than Kendrick. But honestly, I don't think Drake can do a Sphere residency for a minimum of 6 days.
With everyone flying in from all over the world?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I'm sorry. Not yet. He needs to come back and get his clout back again.
Okay, so then what do you think, Steph? Who would make a great headliner? And what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. I know we're running late, but I really want to know who you think.
I really love, you know, I love Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce would hold down a Sphere residency. There was even rumors about her having a Sphere residency. But unfortunately, since that whole cease and desist thing during her Cowboy Carter tour, I think that the relationship is no longer there. Hopefully down the line in the future, there could be a Beyonce Sphere residency, maybe after Act 3 is done, and then she's willing to like maybe do her type of Eras tour.
Yeah.
Maybe she can do a residency at the Sphere.
I definitely, just seeing all the people come in town for that, so you could see that one selling
right out.
I'm going to go out on a limb on mine. Bear with me. I know it doesn't, initially you guys might be like, yeah, but I think it would sell out. I think it would be huge. I think it could go multiple nights. And I'm saying the Spice Girls.
Yes.
The Spice Girls need to have a residency in Las Vegas.
6 days, though? 6 days. You think you could?
10 days.
Ten days.
The Spice Girls, the legendary Spice Girls. Oh, my gosh. I think people, it would be like the Backstreet Boys. People would be going in there. They would pick their Spice Girl outfit. They would be singing. They would be dancing. This needs to happen.
I see a ton of UK flags everywhere, like UK dresses at the Sphere. That'd be really cool.
You're selling me on this. I mean, 6 days? Why don't we just go 30 days?
We just need to get Posh Spice on board, and then we're good to go.
Yes.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Hot 3 is brought to you by...
Oh, the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friend.
All right. Is Ozempic turning your face into a balloon that's like lost its helium? CNN just did a deep dive on what plastic surgeons are calling Ozempic face. You've probably heard of that term before. The sudden facial sagging that people notice after losing weight fast on meds like Ozempic. Now, fillers can help, but more and more people are reportedly going full facelift. Doctors are saying you can only refill a deflated balloon so much. So, yeah, I mean, it's turning into, there's the good side of it where you're losing, you know, a lot of weight. But I guess by default, you're losing that weight also in your face. You're using that fullness in your face. And that's making you look older. So people are going under the knife for that.
It's interesting you say that. I have a close friend that is on Ozempic, and I don't know if he's aware. I've never talked to him about it, but I see it. I see the, the sagging of the face.
Uh-huh.
And I see a drastic difference from, like, for example, last year to this year. I don't know if he's going to get surgery or anything along those lines, but yeah, he's definitely lost weight, but I definitely see everything that you just talked about.
Is he happy, though?
He's happy. But we haven't talked about the actual after effects. You know what I mean? I just don't ask him about it.
Yeah. I honestly feel like if you're happy and you are healthier, who cares? You know, if people are going to judge you because your face is sagging and your heart is now not working as hard to power your body, you know, more power to you.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. And I feel like there's going to be a con with everything. You know what I mean? There's a pro, and then there's also going to be some effects, and that's the con.
Yeah. I think if your friend is feeling good and feeling healthy and, you know, so what? A few wrinkles and a little bit of sagging skin. Like what's the payoff there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, agreed.
Also this morning, Taylor Swift, a lot of people are talking about this. Did she make an appearance in Happy Gilmore 2? And the reason why people are saying this is apparently, if you haven't seen it, there's a dream sequence where Bad Bunny imagines himself tying up Travis Kelce and lathering him with honey so a bear will attack him. And Swifties were thinking that it was Taylor Swift inside the bear costume. The theories are out there. People are talking about it. And I have the answer for you. Swifties, I'm sorry to tell you, it is not Taylor in the bear costume. Adam Sandler shut down the rumor at the premiere. He said he did not want to ask Taylor to be in the movie because he didn't want to bother her. So sorry, it's not her. Even Sandler knows not to poke the Swiftie hive here.
Much less, can you imagine Adam Sandler trying to cast Taylor Swift? Hey, you know, I want you to be in Happy Gilmore 2, an iconic sequel to my movie, and I want you to wear a bear costume.
I don't put it past her. I feel like she would do something like that. She's funny. She's really got a great sense of humor.
Sure.
She doesn't take herself too seriously. I could totally see her doing that.
Same, but I'd like to be in the room, him asking her, or on the phone, you know what I mean? Or FaceTime, whatever they use. I just think that'd be a funny conversation.
Yeah, I kind of wish it was her in that. That would have made me look at the movie so much differently than just to see the movement, see if we got the iconic hip shake. And I can't stop playing this. August is finally here, you guys, and it just... It's time for Folklore and Evermore. This is the vibes, you know? Finally, this morning, a woman in Ohio got her car repoed, and she was not happy about it. Her name is Tia McCreary. She went to the Taylor Kia dealership in February of last year. She wanted to buy a new Kia, and they helped her finance it through their lending company. She was pre-approved for a loan, but a month later, I guess the company decided that they didn't want to finalize the loan. So the dealership went out, repoed the car. She was at work when it happened, and she was not happy. So she found her way to get revenge. she was looking into her legal options in this whole thing, and she found out that the car dealership, they failed to renew the registration of their business name, Taylor Kia of Lima. So Tia registered it under her own name. She sent the dealer a cease and desist letter saying, hey, you can't use the Taylor Kia name because it's registered to me now. And they sued her. The case is, what? It's still tied up in the courts, but the most significant ruling of the whole thing has gone Tia's way. So she's at least succeeding in being annoying to them after all of that, no matter how it turns out. I think it's that's kind of great revenge. She really did kind of get them where they weren't expecting it, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty genius. This is a lot going on. So she basically, the dealership forgot they forgot that the registration's under their name, so she put it under her name, and now they're suing her.
They're suing her to get it back. Right. Yeah, but she's like, sorry, it's mine. And the courts are ruling in her favor as of right now. They have another court hearing on August 18th. But as of right now, she owns the name, so they can't even call their business the name of their business.
Yep, she definitely got a dub on that one.
Sweet revenge.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Kara, you're caller 20.
Woo! Hey, Mercedes.
How are you this morning?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Good. The weekend is finally here. Are you ready for it?
I'm absolutely ready for it.
All right. Well, let's send you into it with this beautiful $850 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You just have to guess the song and the artist. Faster than I can. It's Friday. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the good vibes, Kara. I think you're going to do this. You ready to give it a shot?
Freaky Friday. Let's go.
Okay. I'm going to leave the studio. Good luck, Kara. Bye, guys.
Bye. Okay. Mercedes is leaving the building. Kara, just like Mercedes said, I feel it. I feel really good about this. We're going to play a song for 20 seconds at any point. If you know the title and artist, do your best. Just say, got it. You know, just be really loud. Say, got it. And then we're going to give you 5 seconds to guess what that song title and artist is. Sound good?
Sounds great. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. The sound starts now.
Oh, that's a tough one.
We're at 15 seconds right now.
Oh, I don't have this one. That's an oldie. I know it.
Okay, you said it's an oldie. Go ahead. I'm going to give you 5 seconds. Title and artist. Take a guess. You never know.
I just know the lyrics.
3, 2, 1. First thing that comes out of your head. No? Okay. All right. Kara, that's okay. Mercedes. All good, Mercedes. By the way, I hear you work in marketing.
Yeah.
Wonderful. You want to say hi to the company you work for? Or?
Absolutely. What's up, All Supplements team?
Shout out to the All Supplements team. All right. Mercedes.
I lost by 2 seconds.
Yeah. Mercedes, she's back. I'm back. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Here we go. Sound starts now.
Oh, got it.
Wow.
Maneater. Hall & Oates.
Maneater. Hall & Oates. Got it. Let me see that. Do one moment. Okay. 1.4 seconds. And Kara did her very best, but she did not guess the title and artist, and she basically maxed out. So guess what? You won.
Congratulations, me. I'm sorry, Kara. Seems very lackluster for some reason. but that means the good news is on Monday morning, we are back with Beat Mercedes, an $875 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. And this is a perfect song for a Friday, a little flashback. Hall and Oates, let's get it going. It's Mix 94.1.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know, we've been talking a lot about the Backstreet Boys, the Sphere residency, but can we take a moment to also to talk about the Kelly Clarkson residency? I've had a lot of people message me about that one. Studio sessions over at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. My husband was talking to his mom on the phone last night. I was kind of eavesdropping, and she's like, what have you been up to? And he's like, oh, going to a lot of concerts. And she says, which has been your favorite concert so far? And I was shocked. Out of all the concerts we went to, my husband said Kelly Clarkson. That was his favorite one. He's like, it was so good. It was stripped down. It was so, so great.
Is he a Kelly fan?
He's like a casual fan, but he's not like a Kelly stan or anything. So that's why it just shows like what a good show she puts on. And I loved seeing it because she is just so true to herself. She's so down to earth. She's living her best life. Just an incredible show. And her energy is amazing. It was so funny because during the middle of the show, she brought her daughter out on stage, River Rose, and like, if you didn't see them perform together, go to my TikTok, and I have the video of it. It's so amazing, the two of them singing together, but it's so funny how it all went down. So she was telling us the story. She said, you know, her daughter approached her and said, Mom, I really want to go on stage and sing with you tonight. And her reaction to her daughter, her response was, F yeah.
Yeah, I saw
but
that.
she did not censor herself. And then her daughter kind of looks at her and she says, you're allowed to use words like that when you start paying your own bills. And I just thought like that's such a funny like family rule. Did you have a parent rule that you thought was like specific to your family? Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Like, what's the weird but oddly wise family rule that your parents gave you? 702-364-9400. Like, my mom used to tell us, if you're going to leave the house looking like a mess, you better hope you don't get kidnapped because she doesn't want the news to use that photo of us like looking like a mess.
That's
like,
what she's concerned about?
That was, and so I was always like, I got to make sure I look nice, or like if we get into a car accident, make sure my underwear is clean or anything like that. It was so morbid, but it was like our family rule. And so I never left the house looking like a hot mess because my mom told me, we don't want that to be the last photo of you. It was just so messed up.
I've never heard that before. That's interesting.
It was just our family rule. Yeah. Did you have one?
Yes. My mom always says, anytime you get, this is back in the day, right? Junior high school, anytime you have a friend invite you over for dinner or a sleepover, something along those lines, always bring a gift. It could be chocolates, just something very simple to show appreciation, because she would say that they will always remember you, good or bad.
I like that. It just shows so much respect and such good manners. That's a really good rule. I think even taking that into adulthood, that's important.
Absolutely. Now, transparently speaking, I also think that she's also concerned of how the neighbors would look at her.
Oh, it was all about her. It had nothing to do with it.
Low key, she's very, very, she's a little vain, to be honest with you.
What was the family rule that your parents made for you? 702-364-9400. Maybe looking back, you get it now, or maybe you look back and you think, that was so ridiculous. Tina just texted. She says, my dad used to say, you can have an attitude when you pay for your own shampoo. I was 12. What shampoo budget was I even working with? I mean, seriously. Steph, did you guys have a family rule?
Oh, yeah. And I'll never forget, because in middle school, I had one of my best friends named Tammy. And Tammy wasn't like the best influence on me and my friend group. And one day, I remember she asked if we wanted to ditch class. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I will. So I did. I ditched class and we went over to a boy's house. It was just not, Ooh. Yeah. And so when I got in trouble and the school called my parents' rule was like, just because Tammy jumps off a cliff, are you going to jump off a cliff too?
I've heard this before.
Yes. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to jump over a cliff, but I will ditch school to go to a boy's house.
Just because Tammy robs a bank, that doesn't mean you're going to rob a bank. You said next time, say yes.
Christy, good morning. What was your odd parent rule?
My mom used to say, not to mess with poop, you'll get it on you.
Don't mess with poop, you'll get it on you. I mean,
yeah,
that is...
Don't hang out with bad people.
Yes,
you know,
I love that. Literally and figuratively. Exactly. Those are good life lessons. It literally and figuratively. Don't mess with poop.
What about the light in the car? I'm sorry, that still messes with me. The light in the car. If you leave it on, you're gonna get a ticket by the cop.
Who says that?
My parents said that to me. The light in the car.
The dome light, like you can't drive with it on. I remember hearing something similar to that. Eric says, my parents used to say, if you slam the door again, you better be running away. That was my dad all the time. Never slam doors in our house. Jesse says, my mom said, no piercings until you know how to file taxes. I got my nose pierced at 27. It took a while to learn how to file the taxes. Ramon, did you guys have a family rule that you used to abide by?
I just want to back up, Steph. The light thing was true. We used to turn on the lights in the car. got yelled at. Gonna get a ticket. I'm gonna get pulled over because of you. Yeah. But my mom used to always say, don't wear the same clothes twice. Like, I would come home from school and I'd be like, I didn't get it dirty. I could wear it tomorrow. She's like, no, you can't wear it twice. You can't let people know we're poor or you don't have clothes to wear.
Did you
really?
Yeah.
See, I just think you have a good bottle of Febreze. You spray those suckers and you are good to go, right?
She wouldn't listen to me. I agree with you. It's
time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Jackie, good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo!
Are you ready to win these Disneyland tickets with the Mega Minute?
Yes and no?
No, say yes. Yes, we're going to put it out there. We are going to get you these passes, four of them, two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. You just have to conquer the Mega Minute. 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all correct in that time, and they are yours. Are you ready to do this, Jackie?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's do this. Jackie, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we got time in the end, we'll circle back to that question or questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
The Disneyland ride Radiator Springs is based off of which movie?
Cars?
Yes. Can You Feel the Love Tonight is a song from which Disney movie?
Little Mermaid?
No. Last night, the preseason kicked off for what sport?
Football.
Yes. What U.S. state is called the Lone Star State?
Texas?
Yes. Which actress is getting heat over her American Eagle commercial?
Pass.
What singer currently has a Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum called the Studio Sessions?
Pass.
What sweet treat is made by spinning sugar?
Cotton candy.
Yes. What continent is home to the Sahara Desert? Jackie, I'm sorry. Now, it's a tough one. Sometimes, you know, the questions just don't align with what we are familiar with. And unfortunately, you did not conquer the Mega Minute. Let's go over some of the questions that you missed. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? That's a song from what Disney movie? You said The Little Mermaid, but the answer is The Lion King. The actress that's currently getting heat over her American Eagle commercial, we talked about her yesterday, Sydney Sweeney. She actually released a statement. She's having a tough time dealing with that whole situation. The singer currently that has a Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum called the Studio Sessions. We were also just talking about her. That's Kelly Clarkson. And the continent that is home to the Sahara Desert, that is Africa, which means caller 20 right now. You are getting these tickets, four of them, to the Disneyland Resort. 2-day, one park per day tickets to enjoy Disneyland. And you will also be qualified for the grand prize, which is a two-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and 4 3-day, one park per day tickets. Caller 20, you get the tickets right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, she finally did it. Chapel Roan finally dropped the subway, and it is already sending her fans into cardiac arrest. The song teaser hit Instagram. Chapel, the official video comes out this weekend, actually today. So it's kind of like a little teaser on what we get. But if you didn't hear her perform the song at the governor's ball, now you know why people love it. Here is a clip of the subway. People were literally making bootleg Spotify uploads just to pretend that it existed. And now it's here. It's real. It's really good. I love the song. I especially love the ending. There's a little play on words in the lyrics, and it's just a really, really pretty song.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not just saying this too, you know, because you did. It's so, like, this song will be on my playlist. I'm one of those, like, I don't know about you, but I'll listen to the same song again and again and again. Like, for example, when Justin Bieber dropped his album, I was listening to Daisies on repeat every time I was driving to work. And this is going to be my new repeat song when I head into work. It really is good.
It's really good. Also, speaking of new music, Demi Lovato, she said patience is a virtue, and she made us wait like 2 months when she wiped her social media and dropped cryptic posts and did the pop star version of her soft launching an era. So here is her new one. The wait's finally over. Fast just came out. The song just dropped. Here's a listen for that one.
I want to go fast. I want to go hard. I want to go anywhere, anywhere you are. No matter how close, no matter how far. I want to go anywhere, anywhere you are.
I love the sound of this. It's like so like fierce, like it's Demi fierce, you know, just from back in the day. I just love the vibe of this song.
And she looks fierce in the video. It's I don't want to give it away. Well, I mean, it's already out, but like the whole alleyway scene, it's, you know what I get? And tell me if I'm wrong or if I'm off, but I get kind of like Dua Lipa vibes. Little bit?
Yeah, I can hear a similarity to Dua Lipa, yeah.
Yeah, in the melody, the beat, so yeah, shout out to Demi.
Also, this morning, speaking of big women in music, Carrie Underwood has officially locked in her 13th year of singing the Sunday Night Football theme. Because what is fall without Carrie in a rhinestone catsuit yelling at you through your flat screen? She announced her return during the Hall of Fame game last night, and yes, that was a sneak peek you saw. It's also the 20th anniversary of Sunday Night Football on NBC, so you know they're going to go big. Carrie said they had a blast filming the new opening, so it should be good. We'll get to witness the spectacle when week one kicks off on September 7th with the Ravens versus the Bills. And listen, if you don't sing along to Waiting All Night for Sunday Night, are you even American? Can you turn it up a little bit here?
Sure.
So we can hear. Here it goes. Oh, Sunday Night. I mean, that is like, what, it's officially on Sunday nights when I hear that. I'm like, oh yeah, let's go.
You know what? I'm sure she's great and all, but don't you think she should pass a baton? I mean, 13 years. I'm not hating, but
you, man, are hating that. Why not? She sounds great. Why should she pass a baton?
She sounds great. She sounds great, but I can't imagine doing anything for 13 years straight. You know
literally
what I mean? Well, no.
Literally, I have been doing this for more than that.
I don't mean job. No.
A job has been stolen,
wow,
by Mercedes. She's been doing it twice in 13 years.
Can I retract? This is not her full-time job. That's what I mean. This is her side hustle. It's what I call a side hustle. So why not spread the love? This doesn't define her. So why not just spread the love and give it to like a new artist?
Doesn't she just sing the song once it's recorded and that's it?
No, she redoes it every year.
Okay,
I guess,
but that's really it. It's not like she's there every Sunday playing it live. It's like... I think it's fine if she just records it 1 year and they play it every Sunday night.
But it's exposure. Okay, fine. You want her to do it for the next 50 years? No
I problem. Think that she's great. I don't see why she shouldn't.
I never said she wasn't great. I'm saying there's a lot of other artists that are great as well. Show them some love. That's all. She's great. She's great.
If someone's doing a good job, and I think they should get to keep their job, right? If
I
they're
think
consistently
so.
All delivering.
All right. I see where we're going with this.
Well, no, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah,
cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Finally. Finally this morning, in random NFL news, since we're on the subject, Michael Phelps might be about to become the Ravens' newest coach. Yes, the Baltimore Ravens. Yes, Michael Phelps, but not for football. So I guess the cornerback Marlon Humphrey revealed that apparently 1 in 3 Ravens players don't know how to swim. Like, yes, swim as in, yeah, you know, swimming in a pool.
Yeah.
They posted a video on X and they were practically begging Olympic legend Michael Phelps to come to training camp and teach them how to float. And the best part is Michael Phelps actually said yes. He said, I got y'all, let's do it. Like, he's about to teach these grown men how to doggy paddle. I'm here for it. The Baltimore Aquatic Center, they say they have a beautiful facility and it's going to be really cool. I think that that's such an important skill and so many adults don't know how to swim. I love that he's going to do it.
It's a great idea. It's a great exercise. It definitely builds strength and all that. Has anyone here ever tried to swim? Is it just one lap? Like just going from one end to the other? It's a lap, right?
I think a lap is there and back.
Oh my gosh, that's even tougher. I can't even do half one. I tried it recently. I can't even swim half a lap.
Really?
Have y'all ever? Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up in the swimming pool. Like I swam so much. I mean, my first swimming lesson, I can remember, it was my earliest memory. I think my mom said I was about 9 months old, and I still remember it was the swim instructor took me and just threw me into the pool and threw my favorite toy in, which was this like beaded kind of teething ring. Mm-hmm. And I fully remember this, swimming towards it and just my body just doing it and feeling completely at ease. So
can
yeah.
Can you imagine the Baltimore Ravens doing that?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson diving in and trying to get it.
They just throw him in the pool. But you know, Michael Phelps has been doing this for a lot of years, so maybe it's time to pass the baton to someone else.
Oh, very true, yeah. Kevin and Beverly
Hills. X 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. August 1st, can you believe? Man. I feel like fall is on the way. It's still hot outside, but it's on the way. We finally made it to August. School starts in 10 days, you guys. Isn't that crazy?
I
can't believe it.
It is.
So I saw this post on X the other day, and it said it was pretty funny. Am I hearing something here? What's going on here?
Hold on. Okay, there we go.
All right. I saw this post on X, and it said, we didn't get a song of the summer this year because we were bad. And I want to thank the internet for saying what we were all quietly feeling in our hearts, because yeah, it's been a summer. We got sunscreen, we got heat, we got vibes, but we did not get a song of the summer. I'm so like bummed about this.
You don't think we have a song of the summer?
I felt like we got crumbs. I felt like we got decent songs, but nothing stood out. There was nothing that, in my opinion, owned the timeline. I the closest I can come, in my opinion, and what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. I got a couple of contenders, but I don't even, I can't say definitively that they won. I felt like Man Child by Sabrina was good. It didn't do what Espresso did, mm-hmm. but it was definitely a clever diss track. I give it that. I think we had a late contender with this song, Golden Huntrix from K-Pop Demon Hunters. It actually hit number one on the Global 200, crashed Spotify's US daily chart, charted everywhere, really. So technically, it is the biggest song released in 2025, technically speaking. Mm-hmm. And then I know a lot of you guys hate him, but you know, Benson Boone, I'm indifferent when it comes to Benson Boone, but he got his own cookie at Crumble. Like, this song kind of was everywhere. So like, I don't know. What do you guys think? Was there a song of the summer for 2026? And what do you think it was? 702-364-9400. Or do you agree? Did we just get a bunch of crumbs and nothing really stood out? What do you think?
Yeah. You're 100% on what you're saying. There's not a definable song for this summer. Crumbs for sure. Do y'all remember back, I think it was last year, do you remember that song Nicky Yore, Daisies? I think it's called Daisies.
Nicky Yore?
Nicky Yore, it's summer, maybe it's not Daisies. Nicky Yore dropped a song, and for me that was a definable song because it was about summer.
Sunroof?
Sunroof, that's it.
Daisies is Justin Bieber.
I'm thinking Justin Bieber.
Okay.
But anyway, but if we're going to go with songs that kind of have that summer vibe, I'm with you on Sabrina Carpenter, but I'm going to have to go, and I hope this counts because I just can't get it out of my head at this point still, would be the APT song.
That's a respectable nomination.
Right?
It did have a moment. Was it the song of the summer?
Well, the only reason I come to that is because there's just not that many choices. Do you know what I mean? For
right.
me, it's not that definable. You could also go K-Dot.
For those of you that don't know what that means,
Kendrick.
That's Kendrick Lamar.
Right. Sorry.
I think Squabble Up was definitely a hit. Was it the song of the summer? How many people are like, yeah, I don't know. I think we've got more crumbs. These are all really good. Steph, what do you think?
All right. This song has been blowing up and it's been on my feed everywhere. And I really think it has to do with Beyonce and her Cowboy Carter's tour. She features this song in one of her interludes, and it's been blowing up, and it's The Largest by Big X the Plug. Say I'm the biggest, the
largest. Yeah.
Have you guys heard this song?
Yeah, I have.
I have, but do you honestly say with your full chest this was the song of the summer?
I don't, but I think that there is a contender here, and I think there's still time for Song of the Summer, and that I think that this has potential.
Do you think that this going up against this would win?
No, I don't think it would win. So, but if you're throwing out opinions, yeah. I think that's my song of the summer.
So we're talking about mass appeal here then, right?
I think that's what a song of the summer has to be. It has to be a mass appeal song, exactly. Don't you know?
Big X a plug, super dope. But Sabrina Carpenter, I mean, we're talking about very different audiences here.
I think with Manchild, I love, but I think it just released too late.
Yeah, I will give you that.
I think it needed to be a little bit more early, like maybe late April, early May, for me to be like, Manchild, oh, it's coming on me. I like this. It's really ringing into my brain, but it hasn't yet.
Okay, so we're getting some texts. What do you guys think? Call us up, 702-364-9400. If there was a contender for Song of the Summer, what would you say? This one just came in on our text line.
Who is this?
This is Cat's Eye, Gnarly.
I love this song.
Not, 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 gnarly.
Not, not, not. I'm legit. The clean version.
Like a bag of Takis.
I'm legit.
I think like this is kind of a niche song. Again, like it's big in my world. It's big, I know, in your world, Steph, but is it mass appeal? I don't know.
I think we need to be playing it more.
I would agree with that. This text just came in. It said, I don't know if you guys have heard it, but I hear it everywhere. Raven Lenae.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Love Me Not.
Yeah, it's a great song.
This is the name of the song. I like this song.
Isn't this a good one?
Here's the thing with her, though, is that exposure. You know, I don't think she has enough exposure. I feel like, you know what I mean? I feel like everyone, a lot more of us would be bumping to it if more people knew about her. Do you know what I mean? Like, we know about her, but I mean, I still think she's not getting enough airplay.
Well, that's kind of our job, you know? Right. Like, we have to be the ones exposing people to it. So,
come on,
you know,
bosses.
That's what we're here to do. A lot of people are agreeing with Benson Boone, Mystical Magical. I know you don't like him. Well, every time we talk about him, I hear you grunt. No. Like, what is? And you're not alone. And keep the song up, please. What do you think? Just a little bit lower. What is it that so many people have against Benson Boone? Because you're definitely not the only person that I hear like this guy.
Yeah, I don't shade his hustle. I know he's mass appeal, and I know he's being played everywhere. I think it's just. It's just very forced. Like, I get like Adam Lambert vibes. And no diss to Adam Lambert, but I feel like everything is premeditated.
Uh-huh.
Like, nothing's really organic. And there's nothing wrong with that. He is a straight performer. For me, it's like, you know, I want someone to just get on stage and be you, go crazy. You know, I feel like every single step has been orchestrated. And again, there's nothing wrong with it. Benson Boone fans, do you. It's just my personal opinion. That's all.
We're getting another text here. This one says, what about Pink Panthers? Illegal.
Dig it.
I think it's big, niche. Especially on TikTok.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say niche. I would just say TikTok. Like, yeah. A lot of these are TikTok songs that I hear.
And, like, when do we set the boundaries between radio songs and TikTok songs, and when do they cross over? I think that's what, like, this generation of music has really struggled with, because I know all these songs.
Yeah.
But I don't know them from the radio. I know them from TikTok.
And that's the thing. Like, when I hear this, I don't think, like, ooh, this is, like, a song that I listen to in my car. I think of me shaking your hand, and then from your view, you shaking my hand. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, we're doing these TikTok trends. I don't really listen to the full song. I just listen to that 10-second clip.
Oh, someone what? Said the song of the summer is is Jet 2 Holiday.
No, you didn't. Yes, it is.
That's
that
actually
is
good.
The one.
Who's the singer that sings that again? Glenn.
Jess Glenn. Her
Jess
name is Jess
Glenn.
Glenn.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Call us up. What do you think? Song of the summer. And let's play one of these. We've been talking about like exposure. What song of the ones we've just mentioned, or maybe we missed a big one, do you want to hear? We'll play it after the break. Raven Lenae, Love Me Not, Cat's Eye Gnarly, Huntrix, Golden, Mystical Magical, Benson Boone, Illegal, Pink Panthers. Like, what do you guys want to hear? We're going to play, just in honor of exposure and getting songs out there, we'll play one of them next. It'll be a surprise, but it really depends on your votes. Call us up. And make sure you text us 702-364-9400. Is that the song of the summer? Technically, summer's not over yet, so there's still time for someone else to swoop in. But that is the discussion here on Mix 94.1, Huntrix Golden. A lot of you wanted to hear that song. And so there you go. I think we can still have this debate for a couple more weeks, right?
Absolutely.
It's hard to pinpoint it compared to last year. So it's 8:20, August 1st. So hard to believe. I don't feel like I heard you correctly. We were just talking off the air about something you did yesterday, and I hope I didn't hear you correctly, but I'm afraid I may have. What happened?
Okay, I low-key kind of got, I guess you could say, called out or questioned because I was, number one, is it rude to talk to somebody on the phone while you're in the bathroom? Now,
just go in ahead. The bathroom, just hanging out in the bathroom, or
yeah, well,
going to the bathroom.
Well, that's funny you say that. Going into the bathroom. So I'll back it up. Yesterday, I was catching up with a friend, and I was at my house, and I was walking into my bathroom. I had him on speaker, and I mean, look, I got to go to the bathroom. I've known the guy forever. I've known him for 20 years, so it's not like to me, it's like no big deal. And he just asked me. He didn't like. He wasn't mad. He goes after he heard some things. It was number two, right?
Oh my God.
What?
Ew. You went number two while talking on the phone to someone?
I do it all the time, man.
Oh.
It's not to you, so why are you, like, why is it a big deal? I've known this guy for 20 years. He didn't care. He just asked me, and we continued the conversation. I just don't, is it a guy thing, or is it a accountability thing? Do you really? You're looking at me sideways.
That, I'm sorry, but I think that's disgusting. If I was talking to a friend of mine and I could hear them going, not just like not just number one, but especially number two, like, ew.
Okay, hold on.
That's disgusting.
Hold on. Number one, I'm quiet, so it's not.
How can you be quiet?
I'm just letting you know. It's not what I think you're embellishing a little bit. Number one, it's not that loud. We don't need to get specific there. Number two.
But you said he heard, right?
Well, I mean, no, he heard the echo. The echo. I'm sorry, I didn't specify. And he may have heard some background noise. Who cares? So, but here's my question. Your husband, this has never happened?
Never. Like he doesn't. My husband is very aware of that. He doesn't even pass gas in front of me. Like he's like, I just want to be respectful. He's like, I know it's a natural thing. And if other people do it, it's fine. But that's his thing. He's like, I don't want to like lose that magic between us by like burping and farting in front of you all the time.
Let me just check myself. Maybe it's just a guy thing. Ramon, you know, I'm going to ask.
Yeah, that's gross, bro. I mean, I fart in front of my wife, but the whole pooping thing on the phone, yeah, that's gross.
Okay, so
that
you
is
can
so
fart.
Disgusting.
You're on yourself on that one.
Okay, I don't mean to get. Oh, I don't want to get crass, but this guy can pass gas in front of his wife, and that lingers. But something that the other party doesn't even smell, that I'm being called out for discussing. Okay, that makes sense. Got it.
Come on, when you go number two, it's your time, your private time.
Like,
I don't want to be disturbed.
Call him back. Call him back. Why do you have to go at the same time?
Because I have 10 million things going on in my mind. What do you mean call him back? I don't have time for that. I have 50 million things going on in my mind. I'm not going to call anyone back. It's either now or never. That's it. Sorry.
Hey, don't apologize to me. I'm not asking for an apology. I'm just telling you, like, if I was talking to someone and they were doing that, I'd be like, let's talk later.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
This, go ahead.
Yesterday, I was in, what's his name? I'm forgetting his name. I was in the bathroom and I heard a gentleman talking to his wife on the toilet. So there you go.
Maybe you guys should be friends, whoever that was. You guys could talk to each other while going to the bathroom.
So you heard someone on the phone in public, or basically in the work restroom.
In the work restroom.
Yes, but were they going the same as you were when you were at home?
He was in a stall, so yes.
So he was.
Oh, I heard him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a little weird. That is a little weird to me.
Wow.
I think we all need to have maybe a work meeting to make sure that in the bathroom, we're not talking on the phone and doing that at the same time.
Yeah, I'm begging you with all of my heart, please never call me while you're doing that. Please. Please.
I won't.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up. with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Kimberly, your caller 20. How you doing?
I'm good.
Let's get ready for the weekend. Kick it off with a nice little win here. Some Brandy and Monica tickets for you with Heads Up. Just got to get 6 and 60 seconds in the category rain check. So rain day was on Wednesday. These are all things that are associated with the weather, basically, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be on the same page here. Get 6 and 60 seconds, and you're going to win. You ready to do this, Kimberly?
Let's do it.
Okay, Kimberly, heads up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
This white stuff falls from the sky when it's cold.
Snow?
Yes. This is multicolors in the sky.
Rainbow?
Yes. This is when it's like gusts of whatever, it means that we're getting a lot of what?
Wind?
Yes. This is when I tell you what the next 7 days are going to be like, I'm giving you the what?
Forecast.
Yes. This is the person that tells us the weather, their technical name.
Meteorologist.
Yes. This is, it's not full on rain. It's just a light one of these.
Drizzle.
Yes. Yay! Wow, Kimberly. You know your weather. Do you have some sort of background in weather or something?
No.
I mean, you're like, meteorologist. Drizzle. I was so impressed. That was awesome, Kimberly. Congratulations. You just got a pair of tickets to check out Brandy and Monica, the Boy Is Mine tour at the T-Mobile Arena on November 7th. Great job. And, you know, just speaking of taking it back, don't go anywhere because in just 20 minutes, we are going to be kicking off the Friday Rewind. Your favorite songs from the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. And if you want to get in an early request, we'd love to have it. Give us a call. Text us 702-36-
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The coroner's report on Hulk Hogan came out yesterday, and it confirmed the heart attack that we already knew about, but it also revealed something that no one saw coming. According to the report, the wrestling icon had been living with leukemia, and he never shared that publicly, so it was definitely a surprise to both fans and the media. There's still no word on when he was diagnosed or how long he had been dealing with it, but he passed away last Thursday at 71. First responders, they tried to revive him for 30 minutes before he was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. But for, you know, a man who spent decades saying, wasn't it, say your prayers and take your vitamins, wasn't that what he said?
Yeah. Take your prayer. Yep.
He was quietly fighting something that a lot of people did not know about, so it was kind of surprising to see that yesterday.
Yeah, I'm definitely surprised, because he did interviews probably as short as maybe 6 to 9 months ago, and he looked fine. But I will say, recent like podcasts I was watching, they revealed that he was on his deathbed up until, you know, this happened. So,
because I thought he was up and about and that this just happened.
Yeah. So he was up until recently. So apparently, I guess I'm assuming family members knew about it. They were close to they were obviously much closer to the story. He was on his deathbed then. Up until the situation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't aware of that. Also this morning, because everything now must have protein in it, including your coffee, Starbucks has announced their next frontier, and that is gains. During an earnings call, the company teased a new product line centered around protein cold foam and zero added sugar. 15 grams of protein just frothing around on the top of your cold brew is a benefit for a lot of people looking to get some extra protein in their diet. You're going to be able to customize it with flavors too, because I mean, who doesn't want their mocha to taste like muscle milk? I know I do. And so the rollout's part of their push to attract the health conscious customers, or at least the people who want to feel like they're doing something good for their bodies while ordering their cookie butter lattes. But I definitely, that makes me more inclined to go. To know that I can, because I always have like a protein shake and I'll get my coffee from Starbucks and then I'll put some of my protein shake in the coffee and use that as creamer instead. But if I can get some extra protein while I'm there, why not?
So normally protein, right? Chicken, fish, eggs, dairy, things like that, right? Do you think that people are going to try to replace their their protein intake with this new line from Starbucks?
I think they're just going to use that as an addition. I don't know that I would never use it as like a replacement for the other things I was getting protein from. But yeah. I'm like, hey, if I can get 15 extra grams of protein, yeah, let's do it. I'll throw that in there. What about you?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, no.
I'm still going to have my chicken and fish. I'm curious to see how much this is going to be. I'm curious to see how much extra they're going to charge.
Well, if you're already paying $8 for your latte, you're probably willing to throw the extra $1.25 or whatever it is, right? Like, we're already paying an arm and a leg for a Starbucks.
Yeah. Well, not me, because I'm kind of frugal when it comes to that stuff. So I can see other people possibly, but
how are you avoiding it? What are you doing? What is the hack?
No, there's no hack. I'm saying if I'm going to pay $7-$8 for a coffee or a latte or what have you, that's going to be it.
Oh, that's it. You're done.
That's it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Finally, this morning, science has officially entered its wildest phase. This is crazy. The world's oldest baby was just born in Ohio, and this little dude's embryo has been on ice since 1994. So his name is Thaddeus Daniel Pierce, and he was born last Saturday to his parents, Lindsay and Tim. They adopted a frozen embryo that had just been chilling, literally, for over 30 years. The woman who originally froze it didn't need it anymore. And now we have a baby who technically could have been born the same year Friends premiered.
Wow.
The parents said they weren't trying to break any records or anything. They just wanted to start a family. Thaddeus is doing great. Super chill. Already has, like, you know, his life all set up and everything is good. But literally, this baby's embryo is older than, like, my marriage, my car, my Spotify password, like, all of those things.
The embryo 30, correct? Is that what you said? 30?
1994, wow. So a little over 30.
Okay, this might be a dumb question, but whatever. But the baby starts at age, doesn't start at age 30, right? No.
No, the baby is not 30 years old. The embryo is 30 years old. So when it's born, and that's the day that it's born. It's that old.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. No, because you said embryo 30. So I just had to.
The baby's all at the bars hanging out, drinking. Like, hey, gotta do my taxes.
I'm ready for this. I've been born and ready for it since 94.
Just want to make sure.
It's Mix 94.1. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to kick off the Friday Rewind. Get your requests in right now. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.